Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just when you thought, what more could they possibly do? How do they do it all? Well, we've got another one for you.
That's right. Another Mom Podcast is happening with our new show,
Famous This Week.
It's hosted by the embodiment of drag excellence and the host of Canada's Drag Race, Brooklyn Heights, and the embodiment of chaotic excellence and the winner of season one of Canada's Drag Race. That's right. They were friends the whole time. Priyanka! Say her name.
Our new mom podcast, Famous This Week, is a pop culture roundup show. Each Tuesday, Brooke and Pri will give you a rundown of tops.
Ooh, I like this so much already.
Well, yes, but it's a rundown of top stories that are famous this week in pop culture.
Oh, so like celebrity gossip.
Mm-hmm.
TV shows and movie stuff.
Yeah.
So they're going to be talking about me a lot and Twitter drama between drag queens.
Oh, yes.
The girls are fighting. This sounds so much fun. So make sure to join us, high energy, laugh a minute, odd couple, as they break down what and who are trending this week, according to them.
From the biggest stories in the world to the most petty private minutia, Brooklyn and Pri are keeping you up to date on what they think is famous this week.
Plus, a grab bag full of other segments, wacky news stories, tale from wild gigs on the road, and a rundown of hot guys from Instagram that Priyanka wants to rub up on.
This sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you search for Famous This Week and hit that subscribe button. Take a listen and make sure you rate it 5 stars and leave a review for the dolls. Actually, just rate it 5 stars before you listen. Well, you'll love it.
New shows every Tuesday from Brooklyn and Priyanka.
And we are so excited to welcome them to the mom family and hope that our programming is giving all of you at home plenty to listen to throughout the week.
Make sure to tune in. Who knows? You just might be famous this week.
Ooh, keep those headphones in because you're going to listen to this first episode of Famous This Week right here on Race Chasers Feed.
That's right. We hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, we're going to feed it to you.
Feed her.
Forever Dog.
Famous This Week.
I'm Brooke.
And I'm Priyanka.
And we want to know,
what's famous this week? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Famous This Week, a podcast where two of your favorite drag queens from TV break down the top most famous moments in pop culture this week.
Now, before we get too deep into the show, welcome to our first episode ever of Famous This Week.
I love a premiere. We dressed up for this. Brooklyn, please tell everyone what you're wearing.
I am sporting a lovely All Saints gray sweater that I've had for 4 years and is down to my knees. And that's all. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Spice World sweater.
Oh my God. You know, you can't find that movie anywhere.
I know. Did you hear that they just announced today that they're going to make a sequel?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I need that, but okay, because it's not a great movie, but like I like to watch it once in a while just to appreciate how bad it was. But as you can see, we love to talk about pop culture. We love to talk to one another. So we wanted to find a way to work together, and us being so famous and busy, this is like the only way we could come up to do it.
I totally agree. You know what? Fame has that special power where the more you talk about it and surround yourself with famous things, the more famous you get. And I'm saying that because, Brooklyn, I'm just here to ride your coattails.
Absolutely. I mean, ride away. I'm riding somebody else's. You're riding mine. I'm riding Rue's. We're doing great.
All right. It's time for our first segment of the day. It's called Meet Our Fame Whores.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Oh, we have searched the internet high and low to find our top moments from pop culture this week. And number one,
I'm so excited.
Coming in hot.
I'm so excited.
And I do mean hot.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. Is Billie Eilish on the cover of British Vogue.
You know this? You know when you're like giving a guy head? I don't know if you're a big blowjob guy, but
I am.
You know when you are? You know when you're giving a guy head and it goes too far back and you know the chunks come up, but you still have to swallow them while the dick's in your mouth? Like, that's how I felt when I saw this. It was like the realest of gag. It was so good that I almost threw up and swallowed it. Oh, it's so good.
That, wow. Yes, I did not have that reaction.
Oh, wow.
But I agree with you. She looks sensational. And I do mean sensational. Just beautiful. The nude color palettes. And this was all her vision. So this is what she wanted. And she brought this to them. And they created this beautiful, sexy, but not like, it's not like overtly sexy. It's just like, to me, it's just a woman. You know, it's just giving me woman.
Yes.
Like old school pinup woman. Like, she's, her bosoms look fantastic.
They look incredible. The bosoms.
Her bosoms, the shape. I love that she's showing off her shape a little bit now. I think she's been known for a very long time to wear baggy clothes and not want to show off her body, which is absolutely her prerogative, especially the fact that she got famous from a viral clip at 13.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're the same way with Billie. I often forget how young she is.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, oh yeah, she's 19 years old and she went viral at 13.
Yeah, but like, she's been around for so long.
When I saw this cover, I was like, oh, this makes sense. She's pushing 35 now. Work, you know? Like,
not that she looks 30. She does not look 35.
No,
but she
does
looks
not.
Like, she looks like she could be in her like early to mid 20s. So, and she's just been around so long. And I always, and I do this a lot with famous people in general, I just forget how young they are because they seem so together and they're pushed into this industry that makes you grow up very quickly. And I think that makes people kind of present themselves a little bit older or just have an older spirit. And this was just really cool. I love that she's kind of showing a new side of herself and that she's comfortable now and doing it in her own time, in her own way. Mm-hmm. And I think she's got a really good head on her shoulders and she's just beautiful. Like, she was so beautiful before. I love the baggy fashion. I was obsessed with that green, the green into the black ombre moment. I tried to get a wig made like that. It didn't work out. Oh. That is another story. It's like, I just think she has such cool, unique style and just kind of, I love that she's just doing it her own way.
I totally agree. You know what's, you know, as we're going to talk about a lot on this podcast is like kind of like how the world reacts to things. And a lot of us were like, whack, Billie. But everyone's like, oh no, she's 19. Her boobs are out. Is she doomed for Hollywood? You know, is she going to turn into a Lindsay or a Bieber? Does it matter if she wants to have a drink and get a DUI? Do we care? Like I'm really curious to know what your thoughts are on like, does this read like when Britney did Slave for You, when Miley was with Robin Thicke, when Bieber was like getting into trouble?
No,
or is this like
at all?
I don't think so either. I do not think so either.
No, I think, first of all, like, I always have to remember when I see these child stars or these young people acting out, I'm like, they're not, they're fucking 19. I'm like, yeah. Like, I was a disaster. I was a menace to society. I was a horrible person. Like, I was everything. Like, I was a nightmare at 19 and I was poor. Can you imagine being like a zillionaire and being 19 and literally being able to do whatever you want? Of course you're going to go crazy. And like, but that's just what 19-year-olds do. And I think it's really tricky that they're held to different standards. Obviously for something easy, yes, but like, they're also fucking kids. And I think she's, in terms of like young people, young famous people we've seen, I think she is extremely well behaved and really watches herself and kind of minds her P's and Q's. And whatever she does, if she does party, if she does drink, which I'm sure she does something, like, she does it behind closed doors and makes sure it's not in the public eye.
Yeah, because it's good to also, if you're going to be famous, keep a mystery to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Brooklyn for
she's
you.
She's very mysterious.
And your fans, you're a mysterious girl.
You think so?
I think you don't think you are?
No, I think
what?
I share too much sometimes.
You?
If I'm asked a question, I'll just say anything. Like, I'll tell you about my shit this morning. You know, like, I'm an oversharer. I've always found myself to be an oversharer, but maybe I am a little bit more mysterious than I think.
Yeah, you're the Billie Eilish of drag, because you're 19 too.
Oh, thank you.
So, you're so young.
We'll talk more about Billie later.
But you're just so young.
I'm just so young. I mean, thank you, Botox and filler.
That part.
What is our next story?
Our next story, we got Britney Spears. She finally gets gets to speak in court. The best thing about this headline is, like, a judge has, you know, granted Britney Spears the freedom to speak in court, which is so fucked up all on its own, you know? The whole Free Britney moment has been very interesting. I don't think that anybody should ever really be stripped of their rights to live. And it really showed us that, like, I have, like, Britney Spears dolls all over my apartment, and, like, I stare at them, and I'm like, wow, she truly was just, like, taken, turned into a product, and her life was just totally controlled for her. And now we're seeing the dark side. Did you ever watch that Black Mirror episode with Miley Cyrus where it was like, it's like very that for Britney, where, like, you know, we're watching her Instagram and she's like, the documentary wasn't real, like, ha, and we're all watching her like, girl, like, we know someone else is writing that, or, like, you know, like who is Britney Spears, like, what is Britney Spears actually thinking? And back to that mystery that, like, a lot of celebrities have, like, I do not think we'll ever know.
Like, do you think, so do you, you don't think it's her controlling her Instagram?
No way.
I mean, it's tough to say, but, like, I kind of agree with you, just because she is under a conservatorship, so she's not allowed really any freedom. So it would make sense that it's somebody else posting everything.
Exactly.
And I honestly, I just feel horrible for her. I really just feel terrible for this poor person who has, like, been in the public eye their whole life. And yes, they've had a very successful career and they've enjoyed a lot of amazing things. But with that has come, like, I feel so much heartbreak and trauma, and, like, the things she's had to live through, and, like, just people shaming her, like, when her and Justin broke up, and she was this whore and like a terrible person. And it's just, ever since then, it's just been, like, one thing after another after another. So, and the whole Free Britney movement is great. I'm just not cool with people. Like, I'm good with a movement. The documentaries I don't love, because it just brings up her trauma. It wasn't up to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more people being like, yeah, we love you, and here's, like, let's just rehash your trauma over and over and over again for money.
Yeah.
And it's not her saying it. And it's not, like, I feel like celebs should be in control of what they say. And, like,
right.
It should be their,
like,
stories.
Yeah, this one thing is, like, you know, so many documentaries about me this year. What can I say? I'm flattered. Like, that's such an iconic line. But then she says, you know, they're so hypocritical because they criticize the media, but they're doing the same thing. And you're right. Like, they are rehashing it, slapping it around everywhere, diving back into her drama, showing her the videos of her when she shaved her head and all that stuff. And that's not fun for anybody. I mean, I don't even like to look at videos of me of my first time in drag. I couldn't imagine, like, watching a video of me, like, kicking an umbrella with a car, you know? Kicking
completely.
Umbrella,
I mean,
throwing an umbrella, hitting an umbrella, hitting a car with an umbrella.
A car with an umbrella. You got there. You got there.
Famous hard. Famous so hard.
Famous so hard. Speaking of fame being hard.
Uh-oh.
The girls are fighting.
You know, this has taken over Drag Race Twitter.
Taken it over, and I'm sure you all know what we're talking about. Tamisha Iman versus Monet exchange, y'all.
You know, Drag Race girls fight all the time, and it gives us something fun to, like, watch. You know, like, sure, like, we saw them fight on the show, the reality TV show contestants. I get it, but this has kind of taken its another stage. Like,
you know, it's really, it's been a lot. It's been interesting to watch, and it was kind of like, it's been very entertaining, I will say that, but it's also kind of a little depressing, because I feel like that girl in Mean Girls, like, can't we all just get along?
She doesn't even go here.
I feel like that girl a little bit. It sucks because it all involves people that I really like. I love Tamisha. I love Monet. I love Bob. I love Candy. Like, all the key players in this, like, are people I really, really enjoy, and I just wish they could get along. I mean, do you think Tamisha... I'm also still just confused. She was upset because Monet said not nice things about her on Sibling Rivalry, correct? Is that where this all stemmed,
like,
from?
Review. Yeah.
The review shows. Okay, well, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I know she didn't say a lot. She said some negative things, but she also said a lot of positive things. So, but again, Tamisha has a right to feel the way she feels. Like, I can't tell someone how to feel.
And here's the thing. Both Brooke and I have been on... Well, Brooke also judged me as well. But both Brooke and I have been on review we've been on them and have had to critique girls, and we've also been the subjects. Like we've been, you know, we didn't love this look. How can she be so bad? Like, I'll never forget, Crystal Method was so upset that I wore a black panty under that gold dress when I lip synced for Celine Dion. And I was like, but like, you weren't meant to see that because I wasn't meant to be in the bottom. Like, you don't think about, you know, what panty you're wearing.
Yeah.
And I remember being so angry about it. And that's the thing, is that like these review shows, like that's what they do, because they're watching the show and, mm-hmm. and like RuPaul and like Brooklyn Heights and like Pangina. Is that who does it in Thailand?
Yeah.
Yeah. And whoever else is the host of these shows, like that's what they're doing. So as the audience, we feel like we have the right to critique them as well. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It creates a conversation. And as reality TV show contestants, that's what happens to us. But it does suck when, you know, someone we're a fan of says like, oh my God, what was Priyanka wearing? That black panty was disgusting. Like that just hurts as a human.
It's hard. It's hard because you put so much into being on the show and you're so excited. And then to like go, and then you look back at it. And I, for myself, looking at myself, there's a million things I would have fixed and like done differently.
My makeup is completely different now. Like,
oh, hello. My face is different.
Yeah.
But like, there's so many things I would have changed. And it's really hard to sit there and watch yourself and critique yourself. And you're in such a vulnerable emotional spot and then have people critique you too. But it's also, it helps build a thick skin, I find.
Yes, it
but does. I also can relate to what you're saying. I remember, watching Fashion Photo Review, and my year was Raven and Aquaria, or no, Raja, excuse me, and Aquaria. And it was the face Kini runway. And I was wearing that really cool zebra like steampunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so proud of that look.
It was
They both booted it. They were like, no, we hate it. And I was livid.
Oh no.
I was like, how dare you? Because I thought that was a really cool look. Out of like all of my looks, I was like, this is really conceptual and cool and a cool take on that thing. And I still stand by that. But for some reason, they didn't like it. And it was their personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And I was mad about it for like a hot second. Like, because I had been on a streak. I had gotten like top toot, or I think I got maybe a shoot, but I got like, I was good every week, and that was like my goal to get through the whole season with like no boots. And then right at the end, I was like, God damn it.
It
sucks hearing negative things about yourself. So I'm not on anybody's team here. I think they're both great, and I don't really think it's my place also like to have an opinion on this. So I just hope they work it out. And also thank you for all of the good Twitter drama. I mean, it's been fun.
I know, right?
But do you think it's a stunt?
I don't think so. Right? Like, I don't. Like, Monet was filming either. her music video for the last 2 days, so she hasn't even been around to like it would make sense if she dropped a single and then started the drama. Like, you know, like there's things that you want to, you know, like catapult and like make. But I do not think it's a publicity stunt at all. But what I will say is, listeners, I hope that you think that our podcast is a toot or at least a shoot, because we're gonna take a quick break and BRB.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should like try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we are back. Now, speaking of stunts.
Oh my God.
And shows.
Stunts, tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery. Priyanka, you are famous this week because you have a new WOW Presents show called What's My Game? Tell me about it.
I'm so excited. I flew to LA. A little American girl. I flew to LA and I bothered Brooklyn Heights for an entire month. And I also filmed this game show where I have a celebrity and a drag queen face off in games that we play. And at the end, I crown a winner. I have, you know, Boa came on, Nina West came on, Nikki Doll came on. We had Bob the Drag Queen. We had Alaska. We had Margaret Cho. We had like all these celebrities. And I was just standing in this studio in LA being like, is this my life? Also, like, I just want to say, am I famous? I also just want to say that, like, this month I'm releasing so many things. Like, you're listening to the first, you know, the first Famous This Week. Last week I released a cover of Lil Nas's Montero. Next week I'm releasing a cover of a Blackpink song. And then my single's coming out at the end of the month. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mayanka, and I will be famous not only this week, but famous for 30 more days. There's always an expiration date. Always.
Oh, there's always an expiration date. Well, I cannot wait to tell you I watch it and then didn't. No, I'm gonna watch those. I'm very excited for you. That's amazing. And this was so also cool. When you filmed my music video, when we filmed Queen of the North,
right.
When you were down in January.
That was so fun.
That was very fun. But onto something a little bit cool, but also a little bit more serious. I don't know if you've seen this video, but
oh my
the
God,
protesters
so
who are voguing during the massive anti-government protests in Colombia. Which was just so cool. Like, this, I've never seen anything like this. Have
Me
you ever
either.
Seen anything like this?
I have never. And you know what? Protests are so, like, we're doing it because we're trying to get, you know, acceptance, equality, and just, like, show that there's something to fight for. But there's always so much anger and there's so much, like, angst around it. And here these three two of the dancers, there's three of them in the video, just turning the party, being like,
yes.
We are just trying to fight for ourselves and do it with a little bit of sparkle, a little bit of glitter, a little bit of Vogue in the house down. Yes, got boots to show you that not everything has to be so violent. And this is so inspiring. It truly is.
Yeah. And it was just, it was showing that, like, just like, I forget who said it, but just waking up every day and being your authentic self is a form of protest. And these people are literally doing that. They are being themselves and doing what they love to do in an actual protest. And it is a form of protest. They're like daring to be them. And I just think it's incredible. So we have two of them. We've identified two of the dancers. We have Axed Ebony and Pisces.
P-I-I-S-C-I-I-S-S. Pisces.
And I relate to that because I'm also a Pisces.
I'm a Gemini. My birthday's this month. What'd you get me?
What did I get you?
Oh, you're going to say $100,000, aren't you? Shit. Never mind. I shouldn't have asked.
I am now $100,000. Thank you for that. I was like, shit, her birthday, so I didn't get her anything.
No. Okay, so we're going to move on to our next segment, which is called Famous
throwback because fame has cycles. We see them repeated over and over and over again with pop stars, British royalty, 15-minute famers like Octomom, myself.
Octomom.
So, remember Octomom?
Yes.
So in this segment, we want to try to connect the dots between a famous moment this week and something that we've witnessed in the past.
I love that. And right, and because we are so famous that we can be professors of a fame class, which they should imagine if we were professors.
That would be so the looks. Just the looks. I honestly was just like the corset, like on the lap.
The pencil skirts, just the top knots, the glasses, the slut strings.
Just
all of
so
it.
Many strings. So many strings.
So many strings. It would be it is time for an analysis. Say that word 10 times quick.
Analysis. Analysis. It's like ASMR now. Analysis.
Okay. So the Britney Spears drama makes us think of paparazzi and the news media and the vicious cycle of celebrity gossip. We love to consume it, even though it is oftentimes tragic. So in 2007, that was the height of the paparazzi getting the most invasive photos at the expense of celebrities' privacy and safety. Was it right to do?
Oh, I have such a hard time with this because, like, part of me is like, there's not a rule book on fame, but if you know, in 2007, you weren't the first person to ever be, you know, photographed by a paparazzi, right? So there has to be some sort of, like, team around you that knows how to avoid, right? Like, there just has to be. Like, you're in LA willy-nillying to, like, frozen yogurt places. Like, you're gonna get... You know, like, or am I wrong? Like, am I, like, not being fair to a celebrity that can't just go to the grocery store?
Well, I think there are different levels of celebrity here. Like, I think for Britney Spears, I think at that specific time in her life, I just think she was so famous that, like, literally people were outside of her house. No matter where she went, someone was tailing her. I don't think, and this happens with a lot of celebrities. Like, some celebrities will legit call the paparazzi. If they want something seen let them know where they're going to be. And that's, I find a lot of times it's the people who are not as famous who are trying to get more famous.
Of course. Yeah. Like whenever I call the paparazzi, they don't even show up. They're like, I know. Who's this?
Exactly. It's like, I'm like, they're just like, please stop calling us.
Like just enough.
But like when you're like, when you're an A-list celebrity like Britney Spears, I think, and especially she was going through a really hard time and people were just going crazy because they like, there's nothing they love more than a downfall. And they just wanted to capture every single second of it. And I think also at that time, I don't think she really had I think she was really in control of things then. And I don't know if she was in the best spot mentally. I can't confirm that, but I don't think she was. And I don't think she had a lot of people in her life actually helping her and like taking care of her. So, because a lot of times, like, she didn't even have security. It would literally be, like, her and her assistant
and her
just
sister,
going to the gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and then they're just swarmed by people and they don't know what to do. And it's terrifying. So I mean, at the time, I remember being a young person and being enamored by it and watching it all.
Of course.
But looking back at it now, like, just with more perspective and maturity and age, I'm just like, this is horrible. Like, I don't even want to look at this. I don't find it entertaining. I just find it, like, grisly. Like, and just seeing this young girl, like, literally crying in a gas station because she's literally surrounded by men with cameras and she's just trying to get her Doritos or whatever she's trying to do.
Oh, I love Doritos.
I know, like, Doritos, Marlboro Lights, and, like, a Mountain Dew is, like, but, like, you know, it's just, like, and she's going through a hard time and she's going through a divorce and just all these things and we're just sitting here, like, chomping at the bit about it. It's like Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's just, like... These, like, we all consume it and we want to see it. But, like, you think, I just try to think, I now being mature and enlightened, but I try to think about how that person must be feeling. And, like, yes, fame does have a price and you should semi know what's going to come with it. But at the same time, like, you're also a human being and you have rights. And, like, and I think we can... For the not even close to being on the same level as fame as Britney Spears or Lady Di, it's hard. Like nothing can, I don't know if you can attest to this, but nothing can prepare you for like being shoved into the limelight like that. Like I know I had a really hard time with it. Like when season 11 came out, it was great. It was exciting. But then all of a sudden there's just this influx of people telling you you suck and like wanting to like digging up old pictures of you and just like it's... it's just a lot to deal with, and there's nothing that can really prepare you for it unless you just have to go through it and figure it out. And you just, I think you have to have a really strong sense of self, and you have to have a good group of people around you. And yeah, that really helps.
The interesting thing about being like a drag queen that's come from a show like Canada's Drag Race, and for you, RuPaul's Drag Race, it's like people also treat you like, you know, the mascot, which is like fine because we're used to performing at the bars and people are so happy to see us, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 blah. But there is that like level of online. Like when I, even when I announced What's My Game, I was like being like torn down online. These queens in Toronto were like, you stole this idea from us. Like, how what? Could you? Oh my God, girl, let me say.
Who?
Like, tagging World of Wonder in it. Like, how dare you? Like, and I'm like, girl, I messaged the queen out, and I was like, listen, like, it's just a trivia show. Like, it's one game that we play in an episode. Like, it's just about like having an escape for people just to watch this game show.
It's content. And I was
like, yeah. And then they're like, oh yeah, no, I'm not really bothered. And I was like, okay, like just making sure that we are okay. Cause like,
you're not really bothered. Then why yeah. are you tagging?
Then why are you tagging that? All?
Isn't
like, you
that
know?
Always the case though? When you confront the bully, they're like, oh, it's yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll come on your show. I'll be a guest. I'll play the game with you too. Like, I don't care. Like, it's not that deep. It's, are you smarter than a drag queen? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? That's where we all got the idea from. It's like, it's nothing's original. Like, get off my back. But that's what something like, you know, Fame does to performers, like performer mm-hmm. to performers, that you see someone do something that has a bigger audience and all of a sudden they've stolen your idea and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, it's very interesting. It's very yeah. interesting.
I remember something happened when after, I think, the final episode of Drag Race on my season, when we had to do the Queens Everywhere rap. And I like was joking, calling myself Feminem. Mm-hmm. And I got a message from this queen in Australia who's apparently named Feminem. And she's like a rapper. And she was mad. She was like, that is my name. And I was like, I did not know you existed. And I'm really sorry. Like, I promise I'm not actually going to become a rapper called Feminem.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, people get very testy about things.
What do you think about the media, like taking something out of your personal life and putting it in a headline that you didn't really like give them? Like, maybe it was like they found out that like I broke up with my boyfriend and then they just wrote about it. Like, what do you feel about that? Like, I like to
That would suck.
That would suck. Yeah, I agree.
I can't tell you what that's like because that's never happened to me, but I imagine it would suck. I don't think I'm that famous that people are looking for stories to write about me. But yeah, that would be horrible to like, especially if it was like a private breakup and it happened and then someone leaked it. And then it turns into a whole trust issue. Like, I can't imagine like, again, how paranoid these celebrities must be with who they keep around them and who they tell things to.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, if you're like Taylor Swift or someone and you tell them something and then, boop, it's in the press. And you're like, you told like 5-6 people and you're like, great, I can't trust any of you now. So that's cool. Like, it must be, I feel like it's a very isolating, polarizing experience to
It seems
be
like,
that
so
famous.
when I was in LA, I can't say whose house I went to, but I went to a famous person's house. Mm-hmm. It was yours. No, I'm kidding. It was this really famous person and someone else brought me there. So I was there. And
I know
I was
where you
like,
were.
Yeah, you do.
And no, you can't say where you were.
No, I cannot. So I was so I was there. And uh-huh. It was very hard for me to be in a room of these type of people because mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, like there's such a sense of like loneliness. And like mm-hmm. a lack of control in the room. And whoever like the most famous person is in the room, everyone doesn't even talk to them. Because all what the people around them care about is just being in the same room as them. Mm-hmm. And it's like it was so heartbreaking to see to the point where I just kind of like left. I just took my two friends that I went with. I was like, let's just go.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. I've been in a couple of those experiences and but I also feel like I can't. Like, I feel like I'm at my grandmother's house or somewhere that I have to be on, like, my best behavior.
Oh,
and just,
my goodness,
like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I can't, for some reason, just act like myself. And, I don't know, it's a very uncomfortable kind of situation.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's fame. Fame is being uncomfortable. But there's also some artists out there and some celebrities who have good teams around them. Like, I think there's yeah. something about like the 90s pop stars. Like, mm-hmm. you know, did you ever watch that NSYNC documentary? about the guy, Lou Pearlman, who, like, fucked them yes. over. And, like, they were so famous. You know, the Backstreet Boys were so famous. And they finally sat down for this big dinner after they've toured the world. And their single is number one on I was going to say on iTunes. Back then, there was no iTunes, bitch.
On Napster.
On Napster. And they literally, oh, they're like, hey, like, here's your first paycheck. Like, here you go, here you go. They open up the paycheck. And they were like, it was pennies. Like, it was, like, $1,000 for a world tour. Like, they did, like, a full 50-city tour. And they were just, because that's the contract that they signed. So Gag. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, like, these artists were so fucked over by their record labels and yeah. their managers. Chaos. And like, that's why they all turned out to be so, you know, fucked up. Like, I mean, Brooklyn, you could speak, and you love the Backstreet Boys.
So I hate you. On that note, we're going to take yes. a break.
We're fighting. We'll be
right
back.
We're fighting. All right, and we are back. This show is going so well. Wouldn't you say, Priyanka?
I would say, you know what? I'm happy that we're actually friends. Because you're kind of scary. So I'm like happy.
Am I?
I think because like when I came up in the Toronto drag scene, remember you judged me for that Cruise and Tango's Drag Race? And you were like, you are literal deer in headlights. Like, what are you doing here? I did that Bollywood song.
Oh my God. Remember? I forgot about that. Yeah. Yes, I did. And you were like a baby. You were like, well, you still are Bambi on ice, but you were like extra super Bambi on ice. That now you're like a baby giraffe on ice.
Yes, very that.
But yeah, no. I
remember you saying like, you know, I've heard a lot about you, but you're just kind of like deer in headlights, and kind of just like passed the mic over. Like you were just like, cause we're drinking. It was like 11 o'clock at night, right? It was the end of the night at a bar. And then when I came up, and remember I did the Clueless thing with Boa and Juicebox.
Yes.
And then you were like, okay, I'm finally getting it now, but do you still have work to do? Like it was just very that.
Damn
so
it.
I think, you know, the first time I ever met you, you were judging me. So it was always that like, you know, that, oh, I Brooklyn know. Heights is in the house, and everyone in Toronto was scared of you, and now all of Canada is scared of you. So you're doing a good job, sweetie.
Bang, I'm doing great. That was a very long segue, but we are back in our third segment. We had so many ideas about what we could do here, but we decided to make it a grab bag. So this is going to be a fun variation every single week, and today we are going to inquire, is this a good level of fame?
Oh, is it? We discuss a person's level of fame based on their perks, celebrity, social criticism, and everything that comes with it. Brooklyn, please tell us who we're talking about today.
Today's celebrity is none other than Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, well, I'm just going to give some facts before we discuss feelings. She has recently announced that she's running for governor of California. Mm-hmm. At this point, she is so disconnected from the real world. How could she even begin to be a leader? Her fame afforded her lots of opportunities to make money, build wealth, and be connected with rich and powerful people, and it has put her in a position to easily use her celebrity to run for political office. But this does not mean that she could be a good governor. Her fame also made her so well known that she was unable to transition for decades due to the societal pressures of being in the public eye. And when she did transition, she faced tabloid ridicule and tons of bigotry and opinions coming from everyone. Now. Those are the cool notes.
That's
Brooklyn.
The facts.
Brooklyn Heights. So I want you to take the floor and tell me what you think about her level of fame.
When she first came out, I remember it was such an amazing story, and I remember being so excited and inspired and like, wow, like I kind of smelled something in the water for a few years before.
We all did.
Like, yeah, we all did. I think I was like, I didn't know if she would transition, but I was like, maybe gay, something yeah. there. Like something just didn't seem quite right. But when she decided to actually come out and full on transition and do it in the way she did, which I think was really cool and really amazing, and very powerful for a lot of people. That's literally the first time we've ever seen, especially like a former Olympic athlete, like one of the poster children for like masculinity and all this stuff, come out as trans. I thought it was incredible. And then it didn't go anywhere good. Like she had her reality show, which was okay, but she kind of outed herself as a Republican, and that was interesting. And then just from there, it's kind of just snowballed into one bad thing after another. Like, the endorsing Trump, she killed the woman.
Yeah.
I think that happened when before she transitioned. I'm not sure, but I think it did. But like, and then just the thing she's been saying as like in her campaign for governor, like she just recently said trans kids should not be allowed to play sports on the gender they identify as. Like sports teams on like, and just like thing after thing after thing. And it's so disappointing when you have the level of fame that she has, mm-hmm. and you just use it to hurt people and tear down your community, the community yeah. you are a part of and that you could speak for and voice for. And I find her to be a very well-spoken person, but just the things she chooses to say are just so disappointing and just gross.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, this is somebody who's using their fame and who has used their fame for power, you know, has part of an empire and part of a reality TV show and their life being looked at. But once transitioning, really using this, you know, I'm a trans woman. I just think that this, you know, because we're talking about the level of fame and is it good or not? I think like Kaylin thinks it's a good level of fame because she can get whatever she wants. But being the audience and having to put up with this like transphobic trans person is not good for our community and moving forward in society.
Yeah. Imagine like having like some like a famous trans person running for governor and then you're a trans person watching this and then having that trans person just be against trans people.
It does not make any sense.
And you're just like, well, you're like, finally, like we get the representation, but then this is the representation we get. Like, this is really like, and I just think it's such a misuse of her platform. Like, it's such a blatant, like gross, like clearly trying to pander to the Republicans. And oh, I just hate it. She has such a rich old person mentality.
Yup.
Just so set in their ways and just like, no, oh, this is the way it is. And like,
well, you kind of sounded like her there.
Oh. Thank you. I do an excellent Caitlyn impersonation. Hey, baby.
Oh my God. That's so
But yeah, I think she should run for governor of her cliff in Malibu.
Just stay right there.
If that's the representation you're going to be giving, then just stay exactly where you are. Have fun on the dirt bike trail. Enjoy the golf course. Live your life. And just like, ugh. It's just gross.
Slimy, it's slimy.
It's gross. It's like just out of touch. And like, it's disappointing. I think more than anything, it is disappointing for people as a community. And I can't even imagine what it must feel like, the rage and the disappointment that trans folk must have watching this. Like,
yeah, oh, just disappointment. It's so, especially with how far we've moved in this world with acceptance and you see
like every trans person is like, it is okay. My favorite was when she announced her that she was running for governor, and like on Twitter, every trans person and on Instagram were like, we are trans and we're telling you it is okay to not like this person.
Yes.
Because, you know, everyone was like, can I say that I don't agree with this because she is trans? Is that transphobic if I don't think she is qualified to be governor? And they were like, nope. Please do.
Yeah, please do. Like, you can't be pushing hate and you can't be pushing hurting people and
bigotry,
not stick up for it. It's bad, 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 bad.
Support someone who's platform was like racism and xenophobia and homophobia and every kind of phobia. I'm talking about Donald Trump because she did support Donald Trump.
It's
and
crazy.
Yeah, she also killed someone.
And
so.
And you know what we're gonna keep talking about is that she killed somebody. So people, place your bets. What will people still be talking about next week? Will it be Billie Eilish? Will it be Britney Spears? Will it be Tamisha Amon and Monet Exchange? Will it be my breakout debut?
Never done before.
Show on WoW Presents Plus. Will it be Caitlyn Jenner for governor?
Place your bet. Who do you think it's gonna be?
I think we are going to be talking about Tamisha. Britney Spears. No, Tamisha. No, Britney. Britney? Britney. Britney. I'm going to give Britney. Britney.
Bramisha Amon will be selling on everybody's lips next week.
I think Britney Spears. Who do you think will still be talking about?
The thing is, since I have been alive and a gay man, there has not been a week that has gone by that we have not talked about Britney Spears.
Right?
Right? That's not even like a factor to me. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be talking about Britney.
Of course.
But I think definitely we'll be talking about Tamisha.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what the scoop is. I've been texting people, messaging. Everyone's kind of just being a little light about it. I think everyone's kind of scared. I think everyone's just scared of Tamisha Amon right now, it seems like.
And I mean, good for her for like taking this, like kind of just prolonging her moment and like doing her thing. I mean, she's doing something, right? I mean, people are paying attention to her. So
attention to her. And guess what? Tamisha Amon was famous this week. And that's it for the show.
Yes. Oh my God. This was so much fun. Our first week, we covered so much. We talked about Britney, Caitlyn, Billy, your blowjob chunks.
Yes, we did.
And yeah, I just want to, yeah, we need to
I just think
that
like
again.
when it's like in and then it's like, and you're trying to be sexy, like oopsies, but like this,
like
the bacon.
Chunks.
Like chunks, like pasta, like
some penne on the dick. Disgusting. And on that note, thank you so much. That is it for Famous This Week. I am Brooklyn Heights.
And I'm Priyanka.
Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Famous This Week, wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a review and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
To keep up with things we talk about on the pod, go follow at Forever Dog Team and at Mom Podcast on Instagram. And while you're at it, give us a follow too if you haven't already, at B Heights and at the Queen Priyanka.
And we will see you next week with more pop culture moments and very, very, very famous things.
Ooh, bye, Brooklyn.
Bye.
Forever.
To listen to Famous This Week ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Famous This Week is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Brooklyn Heights and Priyanka.
Produced by Joseph Shepard. Hey, Daddy.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts. Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.